From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. If today's installment of Something Wild fell to my New Hampshire Audubon Society cohorts, it'd be easy to feature our national symbol, the bald eagle, perfect for patriotic 4th of July. Instead, New Hampshire forest guy racks his brain to make a tree connection to our nation's birthday. All I could come up with is that bottle rockets are affixed to wooden sticks and that firecrackers and other pyrotechnics are constructed and packaged using cardboard and paper, all derived from trees. No trees, no fireworks. We do have one national tree, the oak. Appropriately enough, it was elected by popular vote, but in typical congressional fashion, the bill sidestepped the issue of which of more than 60 species of oak would be the best choice for an all-American arboreal ambassador. Picking one national tree must have been a sticky situation because the diversity of American trees, each adapted to regional climatic conditions, weighs against singling out one species. Each region has strong cultural affinities and historical relationships that make state tree designations far easier. What we really need is a delegation of trees, a wooden house of representatives, whose delegates might include a California redwood, an Ohio buckeye, a New Hampshire paper birch, the charter oak from the Constitution State, Connecticut, and a George Washington I cannot tell a lie cherry tree. Great Britain once coveted New Hampshire's tallest white pines for masts for their Royal Navy. Our nation's independence might not have been won without the utility of wooden ships, maple rifle stocks, and the leafy shelter of forests in which to rest, to hide, and to defend. Happy Independence Day. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.